is up, sexy people? It is Dave, it is Duncan, it is John.
Yo.
From Metal Epidemic. What is up? We are back for another album review. And for this review, Duncan, John and I have been checking out the new album from Savannah Swamp Metal Crew, Black Tusk. The band's new album, The Way Forward, will be released on April 26th via Season of Mist Records. So, Black Tusk go way back. Guitarist Andrew Fiddler and drummer James May both grew up down in the swamps of Savannah, Georgia, where they've been banging heads together for the past 19 years. While often mentioned in the same weed-infused breath as Baroness and Kylesa, Black Tusk are a different beast. These swamp monsters have never strayed far from their roots in metal, sludge and punk, though the previous album found them fighting just to stay afloat after bassist Jonathan Athens' passing. The Way Forward is just that. The big theme of this record is putting your life back together. That's Black Tusk's guitarist vocalist Andrew Fiddler talking about the band's new album, The Way Forward. When everything seems like it's against you, put your head down and push through. Take those bad things that are happening and use them to help create. The album charges straight on behind their new lineup, which includes former collaborator Chris Scary Adams on guitars and Derek Lynch on bass. Together they clear a path into the future by relying more on what Black Tusk does best. In true Black Tusk fashion, the new lineup has expanded their triple vocal approach to a quadruple. Everyone is doing vocals, Fiddler says. That's always been a thing in Black Tusk. Derek said he'd never done heavy vocals before, so I was like, well, here's the mic, here's some words, yell at it and see if you like it. I was blown away the first time he did it. It sounded good as fuck. The album title...
A wee bit of Glasgow in him, I think.
A wee bit. The album title is kind of a double play, Fiddler says. It's the first record with the new lineup, and this is the direction we're taking the band in. We've been doing Black Tusk for 19 years now, and we still love it. That's why we called it The Way Forward. The album was recorded at Hidden Audio, produced, engineered, and mixed by Chris Scary Adams, and then mastered by... Brad fucking Boatwright.
We love you, Brad. Although I just want to say before we get too far into the weeds here, the idea of the band now just be called Black Tusk as a way that you know you make a noise when someone's done something wrong.
Late, Duncan, all right? We've been talking for fucking four hours
already. The Black Tusk is like when you've done something that like offends your parents so much they go Black Tusk. Yeah. Eh? Love it.
Okay, thank you for the jokes. So
you don't have to read this stuff out. You have to, so we're fine.
Yeah.
Black Tusk album number 7 from Black Tusk. What do we make of the new album from Black Tusk? Duncan, what did you think? Were you like into this band before? Is this new for you? Or yeah.
No, Black Tusk have been not just on my radar, but been with me for years now. There was a whole rung of bands that, well, we've been talking so much tonight already, but there's a whole rung of bands that came out kind of in that kind of post-Mastodon week where it was kind of pick a colour, pick a part of an animal and you've got a band name. So Red Fang being one that essentially springs to mind, and Black Tusk about the same time coming out. Bands that are lumped in together that don't actually sound all that alike. They have, like, as a central core, there's an influence from punk and sludge and rock, but I've carved their own kind of way. Black Tusk, to me, was always kind of the black sheep of the group overall, the one that didn't get the same attention that bands like Red Fang or even Baroness got. They seemed to be a little bit separate from that. But never one to... They're a band that you kind of know where you stand with them before you hit play. Yeah. Whereas the other bands I've mentioned there have went through variations on a theme, tried different things, stretched things out. Black Tusk are almost the slayer of that group in that they found their sound early and they will adapt, they will add little bits on, but for the most part, the kind of forward thrust of their musical vision has always kind of been there and it always will. And there's a reliability. Like, before I even hit play on The Way Forward, I kind of knew what I was going to get and I was kind of excited to hear it. Like, to me, like the only thing that could maybe let it down was the fact that there had been lineup changes, and how that would impact, because I know we all take pot shots at bass players in general, but it is an integral part of that musical unit, especially long form throughout a career. It can make a difference to a sound. Weirdly, the thing about this album is how fucking confident it sounds, considering we've grabbed like additional vocal duties, we've changed personnel around, and we're trying to pick things back up in a fashion which is very difficult. The loss of any band member who's been there since the beginning is like can derail things very quickly for a band, or certainly the next release can feel like a bit of soul searching. I kind of feel like this one's just hit the nail on the head straight away. Black Tusk don't do anything hugely different from what they are known for doing, but the quality comes out in the way they construct an album together. This album flies. I mean, like, absolutely flies. Granted, it's under 37 minutes. It's 11 tracks, most of them single length. Couple of bits where they try a bit more an kind of instrumental approach to things overall, but for the most part, this is kind of straight down the middle Black Tusk. I love the addition of the vocal tones on this one. I think it's something that I didn't realise was missing from their sound, but now with that being ingrained in what they're doing, I actually think I will struggle when I go back and hear old Black Tusk albums, because I like it's not even gang vocals are doing, it's just different textures. The same way in a prior conversation that people have to check out our podcast for, we were talking about the additional tri-vocals in Mastodon and how that opened up their sound. There's a bit of that here as well, in that you those different tones give the tracks themselves more character. But take nothing away from this one, it's still very much a Black Tusk album. It's got that vicious punkiness about it, that kind of spunky punky attitude that just kind of just really hits you really hard. I love those kind of sludge tin riffs. They're really, really good at them, and apparently they have a never-ending supply of them, because every album is chocker from start to finish. And there's moments of real... There's moments where I feel like the band are trying to push themselves without changing their sound. A great example of that is the fifth track on this one. It's the longest one overall, and it's Breath of Life. And that one has a lot more character. There's solos, we're stretching things out. It's a track that feels like if they wanted to have a couple of these on the album, they probably could with ease. But the fact that they didn't go down that road is actually good quality control from their point. There are tracks that lead into each other in a really cool way, so there's like themes that carry over between songs. The production is awesome on this, man. It has a level of green and kind of ickiness about it, but it's clear as a fucking bell all the way through it. No surprising that a little Mr. Boatwright was involved, because you can feel that, like, the leveling is immaculate on this. You pick out every instrument, it just sounds crisp and clean and vibrant and a wee bit ucky. I don't want to steal all the points that you guys are going to mention, so in summation to this one here, what I'll say is, like, Black Tusk, I've not missed a beat on this one. If this is the way forward for the band, I am all in on this. I think it's great. They are one of the most reliable, probably unsung bands of that ilk, in that they continue to just beaver away and put out great album after great album after great album to an audience that already know how good they are, and an audience that are waiting to find out how good they are. So I think this is a brilliant addition to their back catalogue, and what they're doing right now, I think they're on the right track. They just need to keep doing that moving forward. So I thought this was a really good album.
Nice. John, what about yourself? What did you think?
I can basically kind of follow up from what Duncan said. I got into the band probably around Set the Dial, Taste the Sin, around about that kind of time. And you can tell that the production here on the new releases, the new setup, is it's less sludgy, it's less soupy, if you want to say. It's not as dense as it used to be before. I guess that was the three-piece. We're trying to kind of fill out a sound there, but then when you've got an additional guitarist, then you're really changing things up there. I really appreciate the clarity. I did go back and listen to, I think it was Set the Dial, and I was like, oh, I kind of like the new sound better than the old sound. I really appreciate the space between the instrumentation. I think it was done really well. The singles were great. Brush Fire, Dancing Your Grave, both of them are like kind of really classic Black Tusk singles, really. Real good groove. Dance Your Grave, that's the one that's got the vibra slap on it, which I absolutely love. You know what I'm talking about? That kind of percussion instrument, that kind of the rattle. Really, really cool. That or Cowbell, and I'm sold, like, absolutely. Breath of Life, that's of the singles, that was probably my least favorite, actually. I didn't like the kind of blast beat at the end of it. Didn't quite work for me, but it was very good. Track 3, Harness, The Alchemist, I really liked that one. That was really nice, great groove to it. I thought there was three vocalists, but some kind of very surprised that there's four. And it's great that it offers different textures. Really adds to the songs that you get that different input. The gang vocal, it was that call and answer part in Lessons Through Deception. I was like, the fire will burn! I was just shouting that as I've been driving along in the car, just like, shouting, the fire will burn! It was fucking brilliant. I really enjoyed that. Track 7, I would say almost like the album flip-flops slightly. Mm-hmm. The front half of the album is quite classical Black Tusk groove bangers, basically, for want of a better word. Track 7 to 11, then it starts to kind of, the tempo kind of goes down slightly. Like Duncan mentioned, they could take a different route with the Obsidian Sea, is it? But it's just kind of noise and kind of, it's kind of like it's basically an intro, a textural piece that kind of leads into the next track, which is really good, and it's nice to see them doing something different like that as well. Last track, I thought it was great. I thought it was going to end bigger than what it did, but it's a really perfectly great album. Really enjoyed it. I kind of feel like it's a US version of Kvelertak with the
a little bit, yeah.
with the blackened bits of Kvelertak taken out and sludge added in. And there's a lot more thrash elements to this album than what there was, I would say, in previous albums. I kind of got more of a thrash feel. And I miss John Blaisley's work on the album art. That's also brilliant. But yeah, very good.
What about you, Dave?
I hadn't listened to this band in such a long time. Like, it wasn't until like I started to listen to this, I was like, when was the last album was like 2018, TCBT, and I went back to that one and I listened to it just to kind of remind myself of the sound on that album, and I was like, oh yeah, I dug this album. I thought it was really cool. Like, maybe not their like most memorable album overall, but I had a lot of fun with that release. And then when I listened to the new album, I kind of agree what you guys were saying. I preferred the kind of direction they've taken on this one. My first kind of listen of this album kind of like relit my fire for the band. I was kind of excited again to listen to Black Tusk. And it, I mean, it's still got that like sludgy, punky kind of snarl about it, that almost kind of live energy. But there's a few things here I think that Black Tusk have definitely been working on since that previous release. I think the addition of the new guitarist is kind of opened doors for the band. Chris Adams, now added to the kind of guitar part of the album. I think there is more nuance, more detail in there, especially in the kind of lead work. You've got guitar harmonies in there now as well, which is obviously been difficult to do before with one guitar, but you can hear that, and I think it gives certain tracks more distinction on the release. I think Harness, The Alchemist is a great example of that, where the guitars are keeping things really busy on both sides, you know, on the rhythm parts and the lead parts, and the little harmonies on the kind of tails of the riffs are really cool as well. I think when you add that into the equation with now four vocalists as well, you're going to get much more variance on the album in terms of vocal texture and ranges, and I love that. No longer do you have the kind of same kind of vocal tones throughout the tracks. You've got like the kind of low kind of gutsier growls mixed with a kind of higher pitched, almost like kind of Cancer Bats type kind of hardcore vocal. And then you've got a kind of slightly kind of less gruff tone that adds a little bit of a hook to some of the tracks as well. So from those kind of two additions alone, I think you've got a much more varied, much more textured release. But they weren't totally done there either. You've also got moments where they're utilizing more kind of synths on this album as well, background elements to kind of add a bit more mood to the tracks. I love the effect they had running through the background of Lessons Through Deception. I think it added a bit more of a kind of darker feel to the track. Same with the intro on Breathe to Life. I think it just gave you a little bit of kind of respite before they launch into, you know, another kind of ripper of a track. And it's a great idea to use as an outro to the track as well, kind of tied the whole thing up. And then you've got the kind of beginning of Ocean of Obsidian. I think it was a really cool move to have that, and it kind of sets up the kind of double punch of the ending of the album, which I really liked. I thought the closing track was an absolute belter. The kind of synth build up with the acoustic guitar into that kind of punkier groove was really cool. So when you bring all that stuff together with what Black Tusk usually do, for me, I felt this was a much more interesting release. I felt it was a more memorable album overall. I actually think even the stuff that I was kind of expecting Black Tusk to do was much more varied than the last release. I think these tracks are constantly changing in, you know, tempo and different shapes. And I think there might even be more of a Cancer Bats vibe on this than I noticed before, to be honest, which I'm not against at all. Production-wise, this is like a very raw and quite direct kind of boot in the face type album. It's not softened or polished out. It very much fits the brief for a kind of hardcore punk sludge band. Plenty of natural character. It feels like the band are kind of right up in your face. You know, you can almost feel the kind of spit from the vocals, which is really cool. And I think it's a great return from Black Tusk, to be honest. So what do we think scores wise on the new Black Tusk release? Duncan, what are you thinking on this one?
I'd give this a 4. I think this is super strong. It's the sort of album that kind of beckons you back to listen, maybe not necessarily straight away, but it's one of those ones that is a great pick-me-up album. Just want like something with a bit of oomph, like energy, there's tons of kinetic energy on this one. It's hard to not want to put this on. And like John was saying, it challenges you not to join in gang vocals when you're listening to it as well. It hits that sweet spot that I think all metal fans have of just listening to something that is full of energy and just wants you to like move around. So I think it's a great addition to their back catalogue. I would give this a 4. Very keen to see where they go next, because obviously I had that bit of time off now. I'm kind of hoping they get out, start getting some touring under them, hit back in and see where they can continue to develop and what they've brought to it. So 4.
Cool. John, what about yourself?
Yeah, I'm probably going to land the same as Duncan, actually. I appreciate that they've taken a new direction after loss of a member, and I think even if they hadn't lost Athun, that they would have, I would like to hope by now, I've not listened to the band since Set the Dial, that they would have moved on to new areas and started trying new things. So I really appreciate that they're doing that now anyway. And I like that it's not what it was before, and I like the way that they're going. Like Duncan says, yeah, really interested to see what Black Tusk will sound like in 5 years' time, what they're going to do, how they're going to evolve further, especially with what they basically got 50% new band. When you think of it, that's like breathing life into a band that you've not had before. Yeah. So respect for them for continuing after losing a member and for picking up and getting on with it. Well done.
I will complete this trio of scores with a 4 out of 5.
Trio.
It's a very solid album. It's not like reinventing the wheel in this particular mix of genres, but I really liked the new elements that they've added in. Whilst it's not kind of like straying too far from what fans of the band would want to hear on a Black Tuss release, and it, you know, the album title is fitting, it does feel like they've kind of moved forward. So yeah, a very solid album. Check it out when it drops on April 26th via Season Abyss Records. Links below at the band, to the Bandcamp. Check it out, have a listen, see what you think, let us know. That is the review. Thanks for checking out. We'll be back with another review very soon, but until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Cheers.